With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
We talk on Fridays about the top business stories of the week. And this week, Sacramento was the place to be for people in the wine industry.
Yeah, thousands of people were in town for the Unified Wine and Grape Symposium. Industry representatives discussed a variety of issues, including how to attract a new generation of wine drinkers.
Well, I guess the new trend in the beverage industry are these alcoholic seltzers, and presumably a lot of young people are giving those a shot. I mean, is that resonating with winemakers?
Yeah, that was actually one of the themes of a State of the Industry session at the symposium this week. You probably heard about hard seltzers like White Claw and Truly this past summer. Now, even more alcoholic beverage giants are getting on board with the trend. There's even a Bud Light seltzer.
So are the winemakers going to start adding hard seltzers to their products?
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Modesto-based Barefoot Cellars, for example, is launching its own hard seltzer product made from wine. Most hard seltzers are malt-based, but they can be derived from grapes. But the symposium discussion also highlighted the idea that even if winemakers didn't make their own seltzers, they can still use lessons from the hard seltzer industry.
So when you say lessons, what are you talking about?
Well, according to the discussion at the symposium, several hard seltzer brands have grown popular through their labeling techniques. Consumers are attracted to cans of seltzer that are clearly labeled as having only 100 calories and being gluten-free, for example. And you'll notice I mentioned cans. Winemakers continue to look at their packaging, especially as cans become more popular not only with hard seltzers, but beer and cider as well. Finally, some of the best-selling hard seltzer products are variety packs with different flavors, which could also present a lesson for winemakers.
So this year, the symposium was held at Cal Expo, which is different because in previous years, it's always been at the Sacramento Convention Center downtown. Of course, construction is still going on at that downtown site, so that's why Cal Expo was picked. But the wine conference has already announced it's returning to Cal Expo next year. And why is that? What's behind that decision?
So under the original plan, the new convention center was scheduled to open in November, and the wine conference was going to be held there near the beginning of 2021. But representatives from the conference say they've been told the opening date for the convention center might change. They said they're returning to Cal Expo out of an abundance of caution.
Has the city confirmed the opening will be delayed?
The city has acknowledged that construction on the Performing Arts Center that will accompany the convention center is anticipated to be delayed by 10 weeks. The opening date for that is now December. But the opening date for the convention center hasn't changed. For now, that is. The city says it's committed to finishing the project on schedule, but if the weather's bad, that could affect the final time frame.
And of course, the convention center hosts a lot of events and, you know, conventions. I mean, how's that going to affect other conferences?
Apparently, Visit Sacramento, the city's tourism bureau, is letting all the events booked at the convention center for early next year know about the potential delay. Last week, the organization said that so far, the wine conference is the only one that decided to rebook Cal Expo.
All right. Well, enough about wine. Let's talk about some food news. Anything new to report on the restaurant front?
Yeah, two upcoming restaurant openings were in the news this week. Looks like a new eatery is filling a restaurant space near the state capitol, which was most recently occupied by the Diplomat Steakhouse. Information from the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control confirms this new downtown business will be called Prelude, and it apparently has ties to the popular Zinfandel Grill restaurant on Fair Oaks Boulevard.
Huh. And what's the other restaurant that's opening?
Well, a new business is already in the works at the site of a Mongolian barbecue restaurant that closed last month in the Eldorado Hills Town Center. A new Mongolian barbecue eatery will open in the space, and its owner is part of the family that operates the popular Mimosa House chain of restaurants. Mimosa House has five Sacramento area locations, including one that's just steps away from this new Mongolian barbecue restaurant planned in Eldorado Hills.
And what about restaurant closures? Any businesses shutting their doors?
Yes, a well-known restaurant near Arden Fair Mall, Elephant Bar, has closed its location on Arden Way. It was the chain's last remaining site in the Sacramento area after a Citrus Heights location closed last year. The closure leaves Elephant Bar with two locations, one in Burlingame and one in Albuquerque, New Mexico, according to the chain's website.
And does the chain say why they're closing?
We don't have too many details as why, although this closure is permanent, the company has confirmed.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter at Cap Radio News.